White. Healdsburg, California, December 6th, 1881. Dear son Willie, it has been raining here since Sabbath afternoon. Yesterday I rode out with brother, Fred, Harmon, to brother Young's. He stated that the women refused to sell the property we thought desirable for a boarding house short of $5,500. Brother Young proposes to offer her $3,500 and no more. On the other side of the college is 1 acre of land with fruit trees in front of the house. The house is small, of no value. This is a corner lot, which can be purchased for $1,200. Pass round the corner lot, and next is a vacant lot, which can be purchased for $200 or $300. Next to it is a small place with a tolerably good house, and I cannot tell just how much land. It reaches down to the Foss vacant lots of land. This place can be had for $1,000. Next, there is a very good, small dwelling house running through to the other street joining the Foss property, where the Foss property ends. This is $1,200 or $1,500. These places are close by the college. What do you think about it? There is the house sitting on a high rise of ground by the Madrona Grove. There are 3 acres of land. Father once was inclined to buy it, but delayed too long. I think I showed you the place. It is in the other part of town, on high, dry ground. House is thoroughly finished. It can be bought for $3,000. There are at least 2 building sites on this ground. If the Foss property cannot be purchased for $3,500, would it not be best to get this beautiful location, including 2 Madrona groves, one on each side of the house, one nicely enclosed with a fence? I wish you, or someone, were on the ground now to look and judge what is for the best. The 2 houses mentioned, one for $1,000 and second for $1,500, I think, rent now for $12 per month. They are very good houses. We shall know the exact price for each in a few days. I am fearful I cannot live in Oakland. I am better here in Healdsburg. I cannot get any money out of Michelle. I want you to see Mr. Rowe in company with Henry Kellogg. He owes the estate more than $100. Father favored him in every way. He let him have the house on the corner for $12 per month until August. But he would not go out in August, and Father charged him $20 per month from that time till he moved out. Henry Kellogg can tell you all about it. If we can get $12 a month, I will square up all accounts with him, but we want the money. See him as soon as possible and have the matter settled. He abused Father in every way, and Father would have nothing to do with him. Roe bought the lot of land adjoining our house on the corner, and then Father did not want him to have it, and bought him the lot he now owns, nearer town, paying, I think, $75 more for it. But Roe has acted the dishonest part. Please attend to the matter. If Samuel Abbey can pay as he wanted to once, let him pay. I could now use the money to good advantage. Willie, I think I should have $1,500 from the money in the college and appropriate that amount or more of the Harvey estate and other property held in trust for college. Then I could use that $1,500 on this coast. But to take money of men east of the Rocky Mountains and apply it on the Pacific coast might give dissatisfaction. Will you consider this? I want to move with all discretion. I have felt some troubled over the way my things have been managed on this coast. My rugs, the work of my own fingers, used up and destroyed. My property here and there and everywhere, and things gone that I cannot trace. Then when the account was brought before me, and a bill of water charged for my house, it hurt my heart. Now it was not the money part of it, but the principle of the thing that cut me to the very heart. From that time to this, my thoughts and feelings have been undergoing some changes. I have felt that whatever Father or I have done or might do, it would be unappreciated. Our own children would see no reason why we should not be placed upon a level with every other one who had no special interest and had made no special sacrifices.